Karim. Thank you. Thank you. We're not officially starting yet. I mean, we were supposed to, but this is slightly disorganized because the record company put it together. So I just thought that I would come out and entertain you for a little while. Actually, the real reason I came out is they're playing the original songs that we covered, and they sounded too good, and I didn't want you to hear them. In fact, once I started hearing them, I couldn't remember why I thought I should cover them. Now I know that the British press is right. No. Let me share it with you. No, actually, welcome to our release date. It's really nice to... to tell you the truth, this wasn't my idea. It was the record company's idea, and I said, no, I don't want to do that. Sounds really crazy. No, that's not going to work. Sounds really crazy. No, I ain't doing it. So here I am. So that's because a very nice girl named Nina knows how to talk me into stuff. In fact, I think she has managerial possibilities. So we have a nice crew over at Columbia. We have Liana and Darby and Benny and Nina and all the rest of the people down in, there's more, Hadley. All right, who else? George. Anyway, we have what I did is I obviously gravitated to the deadbeats in the company, and they're my favorite people, and refused to talk to the really important people, and therefore giving the deadbeats sort of an illusion of importance. But they actually have really helped make today really exciting for me. I mean, truthfully, I got my email this morning, and they said happy release day, and it was really very nice, and I'm glad you're all here. So what we're gonna do is, I think there's more, is more people coming? Is everybody here or what? This is it. This ragtag crew is it. These were the only people we could rope in at this hour. Anyway, I hope you all like the record. I really like doing it, and I like it. So I wouldn't try to con you into getting anything that I didn't like myself. So I hope you all like it. So what we're gonna do? What?
Lay down a part two, Patty. We need a part two.
Oh, you mean 12 more? Yeah, well, I mean, this is my warm-up. I figured, you know, if I could get through these blockbusters, then I'm ready for, you know, the obscure treasures under rocks that everybody really wants, those little nuggets in the sand.
Radio's no good. We want the nuggets, baby.
No, but you know what? I wanted the big songs because then maybe I could get a giant, giant record and have a huge, big career and make millions of dollars. I'm not interested in doing no obscure punk rock cover record. I wanted to do something really, really big, and I'm expecting big, big things. I mean, look at this crowd. This looks the start of something really big if you're in Poughkeepsie. Anyway, so, pretty soon, any minute, my some of our musicians will come trickling in. I just want to tell you a couple things. One, our beloved bass player, Tony Shanahan, will not be here today because, no, it's all good. Tony Shanahan got married. Sorry, girls. And he and his beloved bride, Gabrielle, are off into, you know, they're off on their secret voyage together. So anyway, we got, you know, we got J.D. Daugherty, Lenny Kay, Jackson Smith, and as Columbia likes to call him, hip-hop producer, Louis Resto. And our friend Paul Nowinski. Actually, we picked Paul off the street, and we didn't get a chance to go over anything with Paul. So, you know, it's better than nothing, right? Yeah. Why did you fart? We're gonna do, you know, some versions of some of these songs, and we decided we don't have a set list or anything, so we're just gonna do whatever we feel like it. But we thought that we would start with the hardest one and get it over with, and then everything will be great, right? So anyway, thanks for coming. Thanks, Columbia.
Stitches, still blending, keep
treacherous young witches were handing out the flowers that I've given to you, the Palace of Mirrors, where dive soldiers are reflected in this rose, and the wailing of chimes the endless rooms, where Tony Shanahan went on his wonderful honeymoon, he took all my lyric sheets, so and so, you know, I can't like glance down and see what means. So sorry, but I'm just gonna screw up some of these songs because I'm still learning the lyrics, so I'm sorry about that. One of my mottos in life, so thank you. Thank you for saying that. And I promise I will, even if the best I can sucks. Thanks. I really don't know the words to this one. I'm really ashamed to say we don't have any words, right? So if you know, we'll just like garble through it because I know some of them. But I can, this is a really nice opportunity because this might not always happen. Even though I don't know the words, we have Paul, who played stand-up bass with us on the record, and we have Louis, who played piano on the record. So you're seeing our actual special guests in person for no extra charge. So we'll just, anyway, we'll sort of do it. I brought my glasses, I remember them, it's just like, remember to bring words, even though I had weeks to prepare for this moment. So I'm sorry. Anyway, we'll do it anyway.
Been living our best time, Cameron.
ever do that song. But I really hope that the important people of the company aren't here yet, because it might be curtains for me. Anyway, it's a very beautiful song by Stevie Wonder, and I do it really good on the record. The reason I didn't do it good tonight, besides I don't have the lyrics, is I had a lot of ironing to do today, and I'm just mentally worn out. Okay, so, well, you know, our half hour is about coming to an end. I know. It's one of the saddest things that I've ever heard. And for those of you who have tickets to all three, all I can say is it's going to get better. And for those of you who only have a ticket to this part, this is the best part. Anyway, Louie, I'm sorry, Louie. I'm really sorry I did such a bad version of Past My Paradise.
It was great!
Oh, okay. Well, you know what's gonna happen? 10 years or maybe 20 years from now, they're gonna have like these little like watches that show everything that ever happened. You know, they only cost about $25 and you can see everything that ever happened on it, you know, on this little watch. And you'll be flipping and go, huh! This is really funny. Watch this, and it'll become really popular. This version that you just saw will become watch it on the watch popular. Anyway, we're going to do one more song for you, and let me get a drink of water. Hope that you like the record, and if you don't like it and want your money back, it's too fucking bad. Once again, we would like to thank Bowery Ballroom and our wonderful dear record company for providing such a fantastic, innovative, and really fucked up night.
Yeah.
Birthday today. When I was a teenager, when every time April 24th was coming up, I would get a birthday card and send it. You know, I found his address in some register, and would send de Kooning birthday cards every year. And this is a true story. And then when I was in my like mid-20s, early 20s, I got to go to a Janis Joplin concert with my friend Bob Newworth, and we all went to like the White Horse Tavern or someplace like that. And it was all those people, and who was there but Willem de Kooning? And it was early June, and I hadn't sent him a card that year because, so anyway, I went up to him and I said, "Oh, hello, Mr. de Kooning, and I know it was just your birthday in April, and I'm sorry I didn't send you a card, but I hope you had a happy birthday." And he said, "Is that you?" And he got them, and he liked getting them too. So anyway, so thank you. This is phase two of tonight's release celebration, as put together by our wonderful company, Columbia Records, and the Bowery Ballroom. And you might say, "Patty, how come you're saying your company is wonderful? Aren't you against corporate rule?" And yeah, but they are actually, as crazy as it sounds, they've been really great. And this is such a nice thing that they put together. And so we're going to, we are sort of a ragtag crew tonight. Our wonderful bass player, keyboard player, and singer, Tony Shanahan, was wed the other day, and on Earth Day. And he and his beautiful bride, Gabrielle, are off into outer space. So, but we're very lucky to have our good friends, Louis Resto, and who played on Pastime Paradise. Louis flew in from Detroit. I actually known him for quite some time, but I have a bad memory. Anyway, Paul Nowinski is playing upright bass, and we're very grateful to him. Anyway, well, you saw how bad I was with the lyrics last time, so. Paul also played on Pastime Paradise. Were any of you here for the first thing? That was a sorry-ass little... and you know what? I thought, well, it doesn't matter because nobody important from the company, just like my pals in the company were here. They're really important, but not really important because they're my pals. If they're my pals, how important could they be? So, but unfortunately... couple of the top brass were here. Not the top brass, but the mid-top brass. And the band was really good, but I was really pathetic. In fact, my son refused to eat dinner with us. And, but just to show how resourceful they are, our friend Darby in the company, look what she did. She printed out all the lyrics so I don't have to fail so dismally as I did. Oh, and look, this is really cute. Just to make me feel better, they have this little magazine thing. CMJ, New Music Report, Under the Covers with Patty. Anyway, I think I know the lyrics of this first song. This, are you ready? Is the controversial song on the record. It is the song that has people actually planning small wars across the globe. But I have to say, even though it was a controversial choice, and I actually chose it to really boost my career, but it's probably gonna ruin it. It was a really bad choice on my part, but I made it myself. And just, it's, so it goes to show, 12 songs on the record. A lot of the people are still living, but we only heard from one person, a fella Smith, who wrote this song. And he said, oh, I really like that. So anyway, here's our first song, and hope you like it. And if you don't, it's too bad, because it's on the fucking record. Of course, with Jackson Smith. Jim Gardy. Paul Ski. Lenny Kay. So, we were just at a, we took a little break and we went to a place called Peasant. And I had spaghetti with ali olio, just, you know, garlic and oil. It was really good. It was really, really good. So I got their card. Just in case I could get a job in the kitchen. So we're going to do this little song, and so how's everybody doing? You okay? Actually, this is fun. This is fun. I like this. What? You want to go for coffee? Well, we'll be done soon, and then you can go for coffee. So, any more statements or questions? Anybody got a question? Or a complaint? What is it? Well, I didn't get asked. I don't think I'm doing it this year. But we're going to do other stuff. Oh, we're doing Lollapalooza. I can tell you a couple little facts about the record. The record is number 12 in France. And it, you know, it's doing pretty good here and there. But in the world, the best the record is, my people, number 6 in Italy. Yeah. And you know, knowing Tony Soprano really helps. Yes. Godfather 2. Maybe you'd like to have a little ride in my car. Those mink ads, you know, what becomes the legend most? Give me a big black gammon mink and some diamond tiara. And be cool, right? And I have like animal activists, like, you know, spurting whipped cream all over me.
Across the sky.
On each song, and I feel you already read about it, but I'll just embellish because I had to keep it short in the book. So now I'll make it long and drawn out and really boring. But the reason I did this song is I didn't really want to do this song, and I don't really even like it that much. And I was going to do some whole other song by the band and. I had this dream, and it's in the booklet, but it's true. You know what it was like? You know in Twin Peaks where it has like the little guy and he's going, well, it was a dream like that. There was this heavy velvet curtain and a chessboard and everything was weird. And there was like this big curtain and this voice was like, then it was going, and I looked behind, there was like this huge, angel type person, and then he said, you have to do Soul Kitchen, you have to do Soul Kitchen. So I woke up and I was slightly disturbed, but I thought, well, I ain't doing it because I don't like the song. I mean, the song's all right, it's okay, and I don't think it was my style of song. I didn't even think I could really sing it. And so I thought, well, I gotta shake this off. I'll just go and get some coffee. So I just threw some clothes on, and I went out the door, and this big-ass sanitation truck pulls out in front of me, and with the radio blaring, and it's fucking Soul Kitchen. So I just stood there, and it's like blaring, you know, and it's like every morning they pass by, and it's always like, oh, the fuck your sister, oh, the fuck your sister. It's always like, you know, like hip-hop music and stuff. It's always like that. And that particular morning, it's like Soul Kitchen. But anyway, I just figured I had to do it. And I was thinking of singing like Crystal Ship or maybe Texas Radio or Hyacinth House. I'll do it on the next one. I'm going to do like 40 more of these records. I'm sick of writing lyrics that nobody listens to. I'm just going to sing other people's songs. No, I'm just kidding. In any event, here's the song. And so I appeased the gods, and all is right with the world.
I got to go now. says it's time to go.
This is the Bowery Sessions. Yeah. Somebody at the record company. I read that and I thought, they're trying to be all artistic and cool. The Bowery Sessions. But actually, it's really nice. Anyway, our last session, I did a really shitty version of Pastime Paradise. I just, I don't know why. You know, I was working so hard to learn the Changing of the Guard lyrics. There's 9 million of them that I didn't, what can I say? I don't know.
Have a good, perfect day!
You're confusing me. Well, I mean, we could do that. I mean, do you know that? Give Louis a minute. I mean, this is what we could do. We could either try to rectify Pastime Paradise or try Perfect Day. Which one do you want? Oh, okay. So we'll just rectify it the next session. We're gonna have a little musicians conference here, and we'll. I actually know the words to A Perfect Day. There's only 12 of them. So, any other questions while they're doing this? What? Is that a question? You know what? You know who? I had to do the Charlie Rose show one year. And I had never met him or anything. And you have to sit in like this room painted black. And Charlie Rose, you're at a table, and he's on one side, and he has a commanding presence. And he sits there, and you sit across from him. And this is the first thing that happened. He looks in my eyes, and he goes, "Robert Mapplethorpe." I said, "Is that a question?" Pastime Paradise is the winner of bad renditions so far. So anybody has the raffle ticket that says Pastime Paradise on it, you lose. That's wrong, right? such fun. Such a perfect day. You made me forget myself. I thought I was someone else. Film, the Rolling Stones film, and you didn't see it? You should. I think they renamed it, like, they renamed it Sympathy for the Devil, but it's originally was called One Plus One. And, you know, in the beginning, they're figuring out Sympathy for the Devil, and was really bad, just like this. So by the end of the movie, they're really good. So if we had 7 hours, we'd be really good too. That I turned 75, I don't rock anymore. I'm like one of those geriatric people. Yeah, well, I was faking it. Well, you know, Lenny is like soul to soul of the devil. He'll look at it.
Nothing.
Anyway, we're honey, you wanna see me free money, sing free money, pay $35. This. We got a bunch of acoustic guitars and a little hand drum. What do you want?
Thank you.
of like heroes and these three shows and We have to go to LA. We'll take us to Europe. And you know, I have to learn these songs. And it's you know, there was a time when I was just learning Free Money. You know, and it's like, it's really sort of weird, uncomfortable, a little embarrassing, kind of nerve-wracking when you're learning songs. You have to like do them a little fucked up at first and fail. And so you know, it's just I'm really grateful that you know, have fun with us and let us get through this period. And when we come back, they'll all seem like the same song. We will.
Take pictures.
Yeah.
the fellas, and Louis, Jackson, Jay, Paul, Lenny, all of you, everybody at Columbia. So I just wanted to, we'll see some of you at 10:30. I just wanted to say something about our little record. It's what it is for me. I mean, it's different things for everybody, but for me, it was a learning experience in how to sing these songs and articulate the lyrics. It's a springboard. It's a springboard for what we'll do live. And I promise you, as we go through the world, tramping through the world, we'll discover more about all of these songs and bring them back live, and that'll be a whole new discovery. So I hope you like the record, and we'll be seeing you. We're not quite ready yet because our drummer went to Chinatown, and we're, I mean, not that he has any drums here, I mean, he is, like, but he does pretty good with what we have, and this is Jackson, and we're just killing time until our drummer comes, and I did have a brief public announcement. Was anybody here at the last session? It's tequila, it's not coffee. So, alright, so you know you have these little tickets, your little ticket to get in. You're supposed to go down and get your record. No, a lot of you did not go down and get your record. So if you have three tickets, you get three records. You don't just get one. So you all got them? All right. Well, some people, the last group, I don't know. They wanted to get out of here so quick, you know. Anyway, if you didn't get your record, you know, that's the whole point, you know. The idea is you're buying the record and you get me for free. Thank you, Jack. That was Jackson on interpretive guitar. So, this is our last and final performance of the Bowery Sessions. It's going to be a 14-box set. It's not going to have any CDs in it, it's just going to be boxes. Very good for storing things, like, you know, Aaron's socks or... were any of you people at Heroes? Well, a lot of you weren't, so I can share this news. Just so you know, we're going to LA in a couple of days, and one of the things we're gonna be on the Jay Leno show on May 2nd. I told my entire family it was May 2nd. Well, it was only three people, so. Anyway, all right, yeah, on May 1st, and everybody's here. Okay, so I only have one more thing to say. So, well, I'll tell you later, but it's really good. I'll save it for later when, you know, things look like they're falling apart. You know, I give you some of my coffee, but I've had the worst cough, and I'm just, like, worried that it would be catching. So I'm really sorry I can't share my coffee with you. This weekend, and he and his bride Gabrielle are off on a little voyage together, and we wish them well. And with us tonight we have our good friend Louis Resto from Detroit, Jackson Smith, J.D. Doherty, good friend Paul Nowinski on stand-up bass, double bass, Lenny Kay, This little song was written by a very good friend, and we send him a salute. Night. they just started walking. They started walking. Up here, he would be very rich right now. Here comes Peter Cottontail up the down bunny trail. Very good. That's very good. Okay, so what do we do now? Crowd is getting unruly. Oh, Jackson thinks we should have an auction. Let's see. What worthy cause could we have? Restaurant at King's Prices. Now I don't know what it costs because the charming girls at the record company took us to a very nice restaurant, Peasant, and the food was really good. Actually, the food was really good, and I wish I was there right now, finishing my spaghetti. But I was just looking at this word, peasant, and both my initials are in the word peasant. I don't know what that means, but, anyway, my mom used to tell us what our names meant. And my sister's name is Linda Marguerite. And she said, your name is Linda Marguerite. And that means beautiful and free. And I thought, that's really great. So what was my name? Patricia Lee. Noble and weary. But, you know, I might have told you this story before, but well, I have often been redundant, but at least I'm interesting as I am repetitive. I'm just a cubistic kind of person. I have to tell the same story from many different angles. Anyway, I'll spare you the story I was going to tell. It's not good. No, no, it wasn't that good. All right, I'll quick tell it. I'll try to tell it fast. When we were little, well, my father named me and my sister, and we were both born in Chicago, and my father named me Star. And he would say, "Hello, Star," and, you know, throw me up and try to catch me. And finally, about when I was 6 months old, my mother said they were having a fight, my mom and dad. And he was saying, "Come here, little Star." And my mother said, "Her name isn't Star." He said, "Well, yes, it is." She said, "Look on the birth certificate. I didn't name her Star. I named her Patricia." And my father said, "Why?" And she said, "Star. Sounds like a stripper name." So my name was Patricia. So then my sister Linda was born, and my father said, "Now I'm naming her." And he named her Dawn. And anyway, but my dad really did like stripper names. Like, he liked to, my dad's hobby was to find words that seemed like stripper names, like May Onays. Anyway, I don't know what this has to do with anything, and I guess we better get back to the Bowery Sessions. But I ignored those other ones. I'm just not sitting here. Well, I know things seem really slow. That's because this is the last one of the night, and I can drag this on as long as I want. Thank you.
Thank you.
is a really, really great, inexpensive way for us to rehearse. Anyway, it is so, and I'm sure you know that we appreciate that you give us the opportunity to get these songs together, because somebody, it's not pretty when it starts, and somebody has got to do it, and somebody has got to joyfully suffer through it. And in case you want to leave, all exits are barred. You have the sadistic desire to hear, or maybe it's masochistic desire to hear, an acoustic White Rabbit. Well, who?
Yorma.
Well, Yorma is no Grace Slick. But neither am I, so. All right, well, we're gonna try this darn bunny tune on acoustically. And all I can say is, if it sucks, it's your fault. You wanted it, you're gonna get it. We had really brilliant, very technically perfect and genius versions of other songs, but instead you want to hear a really pathetic, unrehearsed version of an acoustic word. Get it. And you're going to get it because these are the Bowery Sessions. Tale was told. Songs. Jay is, he's about, he has to board a plane in a couple hours. And he's on a plane. So, let's see what we got. We're going to do two more. So, I know what one is, so what's the other one?
Thank you.
everybody for coming. Don't forget to redeem your ticket. And two songs and mosey off, and we want to again thank all our wacky pals at Columbia. You would not believe what a crazy bunch of broads work at that place, and love them all, and the fellas too, and so what can I say? Thanks for coming to our release date, our Bowery sessions, to our little party, and I like this. This was really nice. It's really nice. And, happy birthday, Sharon. I know I wasn't supposed to say that, but I can't resist telling a friend, and such a good friend, happy birthday.
Thank you.
it's time.